This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Their main drills and have pulled back their main military force from their own border with Ukraine. We have Peter Lancaster, a big internationally known reporter, joining us coming up in the next segment to lay out the latest on that. And there are crazy AP articles, Bloomberg articles, you name it, demonizing Zero Hedge for, amongst other things, linking to Paul Joseph Watson, linking to Russian propaganda. So when we report that Russia says they pulled their troops back, we're not allowed to. Just like when Cuomo said on CNN, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks, only CNN can. Remember that? Remember how bizarre that was? Remember how crazy that was? And so now, if we just report that Russia says they pulled back, I mean, I guess if we report Kim Jong-un says the sky's blue, we're not allowed to say it. No, you only report corporate media that tells you we're at war with Russia and the war is imminent. This is so powerful. I'm going to play it one more time. Here's a compilation of Trudeau and all of his tyrannical announcements and behavior. Here it is. We'll be right back with a special guest.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans. So to those responsible for this behavior, it needs to stop.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted.
Regardless of the fact that we are attacking your fundamental rights or limiting your fundamental rights, and the Charter says that wrong, we're still going to go ahead and do it.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so that they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use. These changes cover all forms of transactions, including digital assets such as cryptocurrencies.
I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs, and restoring confidence in our institutions.
As of today, a bank or other financial service provider will be able to immediately freeze or suspend an account without a court order.
Justin Trudeau, I mean, I thought he was kind of a cool guy. And I started to read what he said. This is a couple of weeks ago. He was, or maybe this is September, but he was talking about people who are not vaccinated. He said they don't believe in science. They're often misogynistic.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Band Up Video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Want to be in control, but Russia has pulled its troops off of its own border with Ukraine. It does once a year drills, and they said these are just drills. You're the ones massing troops and weapons in Ukraine to NATO. We heard 3 weeks ago war was imminent. We heard 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Then we were told over the weekend it was going to happen on the 16th tomorrow, and then the president of Ukraine came out and said that's not true. Please, Joe Biden, come here to America. Then he was sarcastic and said, okay, I guess the invasion is the 16th 2 days ago. Our media ran with that like it was serious. Well, now the Russians have pulled back from their already scheduled drills. And what is the response of the corporate media here in the West? That Putin's not allowed to have any troops anywhere in Russia. The Russians aren't allowed to even have a military. And, you know, how dare Russia put itself close to all of the West military bases, literally. We'll believe Putin's withdrawal when we see it. NATO cautiously declares a victory. Oh, it's a victory that they've had a military drill and ended it, invading Ukraine. So we'll believe Putin's withdrawal when we see it. NATO cautiously declares victory in the battle. Oh, to stop Russia invading Ukraine while Moscow claims it has disgraced the West hours after U.S. intelligence warned troops were in attack positions. The same U.S. intelligence that told us that Trump and Alex Jones were Russian agents? I can tell you I'm not. I can tell you Trump isn't. Roger Stone? The same ones that spied illegally on Trump's campaign and then on the White House? That's treason. That's illegal. That's felony. That's punishable by life in the Supermax prison. Quite frankly, it's punishable by death under U.S. code. But, oh, my gosh, then it's Hillary on the payroll of anybody that'll give her money around the world. She doesn't work for the Russians or the Chinese or anybody. She works against America. So that is just absolutely amazing. Patrick Lancaster is our guest, and he is a U.S. Navy veteran, independent, crowd-funded journalist. Over 8 years of the Ukraine war, he has made more video reports in anti-Ukraine government Donetsk, People's Republic-controlled territory than any other Western journalist. He has also covered the American-Azerbaijan war and reaching 8 million people with his reports. He shows what the Western media will not show you. You can find his reports on YouTube and other social media, and that's Patrick Lancaster News Today on Facebook as well. Patrick is only funded by his views, so please check him out today. So Patrick Lancaster, independent journalist in one of the eastern-controlled areas by Russia. So much to talk about, so much to break down. I know it's evening over there. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So, Patrick, where do you want to start here? Is it true that the Russians are pulling back, or is that a lie?
Well, this morning, Russia, the Ministry of Defense, announced that their exercises were coming to an end as planned and as they said, and released footage of their forces withdrawing from near the Ukraine border. They worded it as their exercises in the southwestern regions of Russia were coming to an end, and this is clearly, they're referring to the forces near the Ukraine border. And as you said, the West is claiming this as something that they caused to happen, even though this was planned. Russia never said there was going to be an invasion, even Ukraine denied that Russia was going to be invading, but the Western mainstream media and the Western powers just kept pushing this narrative to the people just to fit their agenda. And the people here on the ground in Donetsk were never afraid that there was going to be a Russian invasion. They were more afraid there was going to be a Ukrainian invasion of this territory, because that's how the people feel here. In 2014, the locals here in Donetsk and northern breakaway area, the Luhansk People's Republic, voted to break away from Ukraine, and then the Ukraine war ensued, which has almost been going to the 8-year mark now. So it's just been something that's been being pushed by the Western mainstream media, that the big bad Russia was going to invade, when in reality that was never going to happen.
Now, I've followed this, but not like you have, obviously, right in the middle of it. Explain to people the geographic area, why this started, and the fact that there's been at least, 14,000 people killed in those eastern areas over disputes between Ukraine and Russia in that zone that's historically been Russian. Is that accurate to say? And I've seen the blown-up houses and power plants and businesses and mysterious explosions and missile attacks and both sides saying it's the other.
Well, I've been here basically the entire 8 years of this war, and this war started in 2014 after the revolution in Kiev, which removed the standing president, Yanukovych, which the local population here in Donbass felt was their president. And when that president was removed, they felt their Ukraine, the Ukraine they loved and was part of, was dead, and this new zombie Ukraine was put into power. And I was also down in Crimea just after the whole events in Maidan, when the Crimean referendum happened, and the Western media was portraying that as Russia making the population vote to break away from Ukraine, when in reality the local population of Crimea was happy to go back to Russia. And following when Crimea was part of Russia again, the population here in Donetsk and Lugansk, they had their own referendum to break away from Ukraine, with the hopes that Russia was going to take them in to Russia, as they did Crimea. No, that didn't quite happen, as we all know, and there's been 8 years of war after this. But after the referendum here in Donetsk and Lugansk, the population made borders, started creating a military, and Ukraine basically punished them for this. And I have shown thousands of reports where Ukraine has indiscriminately shelled civilian neighborhoods, civilian homes. I have seen this with my own eyes, proven it over and over again, of Ukraine shelling civilian areas with no interest on how it affects the civilian population. And I've interviewed so many civilians here that just wants to be part of Russia again, and some want to be independent. And today, the State Duma of Russia sent a recommendation and request to the President, Vladimir Putin, to recognize the republics of Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republic as independent countries. And
all right, independent journalist Patrick Lancaster, stay there. We got to go to break in about a minute and a half. But I wanted, this is all very important. I asked the question, but getting back to the central point, the Russians announced they're withdrawing their drill. They have those, I know, I've read every year. Clearly, NATO was trying to hype some type of provocation, but now Russia, by completely pulling back, it looks like maybe a little bit early in their drills, this has really, again, discredited the West, that's been saying war is imminent for the last 3 weeks every day. Why do you think NATO was saying this and doing this? What is the point of discrediting themselves over and over again saying a Russian invasion is imminent?
Well, almost every year, something along these lines happens where the West blames Russia for creating a possible escalation in this conflict, when in reality, Ukraine forces are the ones that do not follow the Minsk agreements, which is supposed to be to help the local population here and bring an end to this war. But on a daily basis, weekly basis, Ukraine continues to attack the civilian population and infrastructure of Donbass, the Republic.
And by the way, that's not debated. We're showing footage you shot and others have shot of just devastated areas. I want to come back and talk about the devastation in eastern Ukraine on the border with Russia and what this Western proxy war has done in the past and where you think they're going in the future now that Putin has done his drill, in case they try to take over those Russian areas, and what you think the West will do now that he's de-escalated. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
About security guarantees, and now we've seen your proposals. You also say you have no intention of invading Ukraine. So will you guarantee unconditionally that you will not invade Ukraine or any other sovereign country, or does that depend on how negotiations go? And another question, what is it do you think that the West does not understand about Russia or about your intentions? Thank you.
Speaking of the security guarantees and what it will depend upon, or if something will depend upon the negotiations, our actions will not depend on the negotiation. They will depend on the unconditional compliance with the Russian security demands today and in the historical context. In this sense, we have made it clear that any further NATO movement to the east is unacceptable. There is nothing unclear about this. We are not deploying our missiles over at the borders of the U.S. No. On the other hand, the U.S. is deploying its missiles close to our home, on there on the porch of our house. So, are we demanding something excessive? We're simply asking them not to deploy their attack systems over at our home. What is so unusual or peculiar about that? So what would the Americans think if we, for example, decided to come to the border between, say, Canada and the United States or Mexico and simply deploy our missiles over there? Well, did Mexico and the U.S. never have any territorial disputes? What about California? What about Texas? Did you forget about that? But everything seems to have calmed down. Nobody remembers those things just like the way they remember about Crimea. We try not to remember.
The awakening is incredible that's taking place right now. Patrick Lancaster is an amazing reporter that has literally shot thousands of in the street, in the field films, many of which we've aired here and watched. As soon as I saw this latest announcement by the Russians that they're going to end their drills, I knew the media would just say it wasn't true. Because that's what they do, folks. They gaslight us. So Patrick, where do you see this going next? Because clearly Biden's in trouble. Everybody's waking up to him. He's got like a 30% or lower approval rating. And now their whole COVID power grab is falling apart. What are they going to do? Well, when you lose control, start a war if you're an authoritarian group. Justin Trudeau has declared martial law in Canada. Where do you see the West going now that it's run by these psychotics? And how do you see Russia responding when it's shown incredible restraint to 5 NATO expansions? I just played part of a Putin interview that I'm going to air all of in the last 30 minutes of the show today, where it's all so reasonable and real, not because I'm a Putin follower, but because I've studied all the angles, and I know he's being very real, very straightforward with people, and then our media tell us that he's the second coming of Hitler. But then meanwhile, a guy that actually worked for Hitler, George Soros, brags that he helped overthrow Ukraine 8 years ago on CNN with Fareed Zakaria.
Well, I think there is quite a few different possibilities for the near future here. And it does depend on how the Western powers and Russia will react. I think the next trigger might be the fact that right now it's on the books and in Putin's hands whether Russia is going to recognize the republics as independent states. And This just happened this afternoon, and the German counselor, Chancellor Scholz, has already stated that this is against the Minsk agreement, and Ukraine has also stated that if Russia recognizes the republics as independent states, that it's them totally pulling out of Minsk, the Minsk agreements, and NATO and United States, it has the possibility to use this against Russia as a provocation to intensify the conflict here. So we're going to have to see how the world powers react, but this is the newest possibility for a political escalation here.
Wow, I could ask 100 questions. I mean, you've done so much amazing work. I feel like I know you. My producer said, hey, we've got this well-known American reporter on. He's going to come on. As soon as I saw your face, then I clicked all the countless videos I've watched in 8 years of the stuff you've caught on tape. We should have you on sometime just to send us your best clips of the incredible stuff. People getting blown up, buildings on fire, bombs, artillery coming in, dead civilians. I mean, the combat footage and stuff you've gotten has just been insane. For Americans, and you're a Navy veteran as well, and military people in the U.S. who've not been over there and seen this, how serious is this and how would you describe it?
For many people, many people in the West don't even realize that this war has been going on in Europe for almost 8 years now. And the amounts of people, as you said, over 14,000 people have been killed. I personally think that's probably a low number, but this has been year after year a war that has intensified and then it calmed, and it just keeps going on this cycle for 8 years now with no real end in sight, because it's all controlled by the world of powers. The people here in Donetsk and the rest of the Donbass, I ask them every time I go and film their homes after they've been destroyed by the Ukrainian forces what they want, and they just say they want peace. They want peace and to be no longer part of Ukraine. And the main thing most of them want is to become part of Russia.
Absolutely. Again, I have been accused of being a Russian agent. I've never been to Russia. I'd love to go. I'd love to go to Israel. I'd love to go to Egypt. I'd love to go a lot of places I haven't been. I'd love to go to Japan. But being demonized as a Russian agent made me go study Russia more and find out how Russia really is being ganged up on. It's the only country that isn't invited to the Bilderberg Group. And you could say, you know, Russia's got its problems. I'm not saying it doesn't have its corruption and things. But literally, the whole world is ganged up on Russia. You just can't deny that. Why do you think that's the case, or do you disagree with that statement?
Yes, the whole Western world tends to go against Russia in the East, as it could be said that the East also is on the opposite side of the Western world, which everyone realizes is the case. But as the clip you showed of the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, saying, how would the United States react if they were putting missiles, like in the Cuban Missile Crisis. How did the United States react when Russia, if Russia would try to encroach on the United States? And this is what Russia is doing. They just don't want NATO to keep pushing and pushing over and over again.
And let's let that sink in, and we'll do one more segment and let you go wherever you want to go, because I got a lot to say. Imagine $10 billion in weapons, all these foreign mercenaries and troops attacking the Russian border. The Russians do a drill on their border, and the world acts like they're raping babies or something. I mean, this is so obvious that the West is the aggressor here. We'll be right back. Stay there. Patrick Lancaster is our guest. Patrick Lancaster, News Today. And we're going to come back and just get into how do we stop this? How do we stop the warmongers? And how do we get peace without giving into the New World Order? I mean, what does Russia do? Just sign everything over to Klaus Schwab and to Bill Gates?
Something very rare is going on. and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well of super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks. We're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs that storable food to be prepared. So become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't say this to brag because we're in very dark times around the world, but I say it to let you know that even during the breaks, we are reaching tens of millions of people in ways that someday I'll write a book. Long after we win this war or lose this war, one way or another, if it's God's will, you'll learn about some of the inside baseball and the things we've done. But I can just tell you this. You cannot bet on another news organization to do more than InfoWars. I wish other places were as effective as we are. And Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan have basically gotten there. And we're not judging them. We want them to go way past us. But even behind the scenes, you just don't know the influence of what we're doing and what we're up to. And that's credit to you for keeping this dog in the fight. This is all of us together, our combined will to carry this out. Patrick Lancaster is an amazing veteran, independent, crowdfunded journalist who's lived for 8 years in eastern Ukraine and covered the ongoing globalist proxy war. He's also a U.S. Navy veteran. What got you out there to that area, to Donetsk? What got you to Ukraine, and what other points would you like to make to this audience?
What really got me interested in pushing the facts that I see with my own eyes here is when I came to Crimea during the referendum there, when Crimea joined Russia, because I saw what the Western media was showing and how it was totally different than what I saw with my own eyes there, how the people there just were just so happy, just in tears of being able to join Russia again. Because, I mean, the people that were born before 1956 in Crimea were born in Russia, and they were just so happy to go back to their home. And that wasn't what the Western media, mainstream media was showing. So when everything started to calm down in Crimea, I saw the escalation that was happening in the Donbas and decided to come here and try to show the world what was really happening, what I saw with my own eyes here. I don't like to put my opinions at all in my reports. I just show exactly what I see and what the facts are on the ground, because the Western mainstream media won't show what it goes against their country's narrative.
Absolutely. I don't know if you saw this a week and a half ago, but the spokesperson for the State Department from the CIA was there saying that Russia was going to stage a false flag and had a fake video of atrocities by the Ukrainians against the Russians, even though there's ongoing war and people being killed. They were saying, no, none of that exists. It's all fake. The Russians have made a fake video. And the reporter for AP said, well, that's Alex Jones' territory you're getting into now. Well, no, when I say there's false flags, which do happen, I have evidence like Jesse Smollett, WMDs in Iraq, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods. Those are all real things people can look up. But what do you think the West was trying to do, claiming Russia is going to be involved in a false flag? Was NATO planning to attack Russians, and when Russians attack, say, oh, we didn't attack, that's fake? Or did they think Russia might actually stage a false flag?
They were pushing their agenda, and as the AP reporter asked them, where is the evidence of this so-called false flag that's going to happen? They couldn't produce any evidence because there was no evidence. This was just something that was generated to, again, discredit Russia and try to further their agenda of this magical Russian invasion, where the big bad Russian wolf is going to hop and puff and blow Ukraine down. And they just kept trying to push that. And it's going to be interesting to see what their next line is to push this agenda.
What do you think the globalists that control our puppet president here in the U.S., what do you think they're saying and doing right now that Russia has pulled back from the border and is really letting the West mass all these troops and weapons? So this is really a stand down. I don't know if I was the Russian president, if I would pull troops off the border. If people were massing troops on my border, I'd pull back. I get why he's doing it. It's kind of an Obi-Wan Kenobi move where he lets Darth Vader get him to show who the bad guy is, or a Martin Luther King style junior move here. I just hope that the West doesn't get pissed now and launch an attack on Russia as a provocation. What do you think is really going to happen?
There are just so many possibilities, and things are changing on a not even daily basis, but just an hourly basis. So much also depends on, like I said, if Putin recognizes the republics as independent countries and what the West decides to do with that information. I can't even comment on what can happen next, because everything could change by the time we're done with this show.
What do you think of all the, I'm sure you've seen it, you're super informed, all the videos of the State Department provocatively showing billions in anti-aircraft, anti-tank missiles, javelins, you name it, being shipped in, and the celebrations and the calls for war by the minority of Ukrainians they've obviously whipped into war fury. I mean, as you said, you're living right in a town they've already been attacking. What is it like to know they don't just have smaller mortars and artillery and old-fashioned RPGs now and machine guns? Now they've got Class A European, British, and U.S. weapons.
Well, the local population here is afraid when those weapons are going to start hitting their homes, because the people here see this, because, as you said, Ukraine is bragging about this, these weapons arriving, and these aren't the first Western weapons arising. Less than 2 weeks ago, I did a report on a civilian electric substation which was targeted by Ukraine forces, not far from where I am right now. And we found the evidence of 60-millimeter mortars being used, launched from Ukraine territory, no question about it. And these 60-millimeter mortars are not in the arsenal of Ukraine, nor were in the arsenal of the Soviet Union or Russia. These were Western-supplied 60-millimeter mortars. They did not come from the East. They came from the West. And it's not necessarily that they came in these new shipments. They came from shipments before that weren't necessarily told about and publicized. And the people here, they see this, and they're just afraid of what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. It's just insane. There's no doubt who's pushing the borders of NATO. There's no doubt who's shipping in high-tech weapons. There's no doubt who's trying to start a war with Russia, and it should concern us all. Patrick Lancaster, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you. It'll be great.
All right, folks. I'm going to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour. I'll give the number out. Norm Pattis is joining us. I got to respond to the $75 million Sandy Hook situation. Not with me, but with Remington, our oldest gun manufacturer. It's bankrupt. Don't worry. They're shut down. They don't make guns anymore. So, you know, a man by his enemies. That's who we are. As for us, we've not declared bankruptcy and don't plan on it. And we plan to just fight forever. And they're never going to shut us up. In fact, I was, quite frankly, 5 years ago planning to phase out and retire within 5 years. Ain't retiring now, suckers. Going to be doing nighttime shows and everything else. People come after me, I fight 50 times harder. So now the globalists have declared war on me and my family. Well, we are going to turn up the heat. Yeah, open up the cans and anti-New World Order resistance, ladies and gentlemen. So, I need money to prosecute war of information and truth. And I need money at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the best durable food. I got the best supplements. We got amazing t-shirts. Because there are better t-shirt designers than me out there. But ours are pretty good. We've got incredible everything. Films, books, everything. It's an arsenal of freedom. It's an arsenal of resistance. InfoWarsStore.com. And the X3 sale is going to end in about a week. Amazing. If you don't know what X3 does, look into it for yourself. Sorbel food deals extended until Wednesday. 25% off first deal in 4 years. InfoWarsStore.com. And then we will continue to give you truth. We will continue to stand against the New World Order. We will continue to not back down, because I will never give up. I will never back down. But I could collapse. I could give out. And it's you that's going to hold us up in this fight. And I need money to prosecute this war against Soros and the New World Order, our defensive war for our children. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. We need major funding in our counteroffensive against the New World Order. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Giant news and inside intel. It's massive, and I'll hit next hour and then take your calls into the fourth hour today on the Durham investigation and just how seismic that is. But I wanted to get one of the top criminal and First Amendment lawyers, civil rights lawyers in the country. All lawyers say they're the top, but he really is one of the top two or three guys in the country, Norm Pattis, to join us about this big event that's happened, $75 million settlement with Remington, the bankrupted U.S. gun company, the first gun company in America, in the U.S., first supplied our first military. They have, after having the Supreme Court say that the whole trial can go ahead and all this litigation and fights can continue after a six-year battle or so, that they've now settled for $75 million. Now, the same law firm hooked in with Senator Blumenthal and others, the stolen glory guy that claimed he was in combat in Vietnam and all the rest of it, never left the U.S., had a cush job at the D.C. Capitol, literally collecting toys for children, which is fine, but he's a liar, a fraud. He runs all this, basically, from my research. And his son's in the law firm, and they're all involved there. The Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, who's now been caught in the Durham investigation with her crimes. Boy, the ship is sinking for these guys. They have you know, come out and declared victory, $75 million. And this is a signal that no gun manufacturer is safe in America. And the UN and the Democratic Party are involved in with the Mexican government suing gun manufacturers, saying guns from the U.S. to Mexico is our fault, when it was Fast and Furious, where Obama ordered hundreds of thousands of guns shipped into Mexico on record. But that'll never come out because the judges will never let that in court. So this is a false flag against our Second Amendment. But I wanted to get Norm Pattis' take on this because, you know, we've had these Democratic Party law firms that represent these parents come out against the First Amendment, in my case, come out against the Second Amendment, and now they've got their $75 million. Do you expect them in all their lawsuits against me to go away? And obviously the answer is not, because there's never enough people that have to pay for the dead children. I have people come to me in the street and say, you killed those kids. And I say, really? And they go, yeah. It's happened in front of my family at least three times in the last year because the public's so dumbed down. No one knows Adam Lanza's name. So Norm Pattis will be with us 20 minutes the next hour. I appreciate him holding, but here's some of the background. FBI, resident warned police, Sandy Hook shooter threatened to kill mom students. Newtown, Connecticut. Are they liable? No. Newly released FBI documents reveal disturbing details about Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza. No one knows his name because he's now Alex Jones. New FBI released documents reveal disturbing details about Sandy Hook shooter Alex Jones. Because that's literally who I am now, with brain-dead leftist voters. Very, very sad. I didn't build my operation on them. I hardly ever talked about it at the level they say. But they have made me the Sandy Hook guy. They've attached themselves to me, the lawyers, the Democrats, like they attached themselves to the Second Amendment and are taking it down, and now they want my free speech. Meanwhile, judge throws out Palin libel case against the New York Times. But see, the New York Times gets things wrong on purpose. They lie on purpose. Alex Jones makes mistakes sometimes, not often, but when he does, he's evil because he is a citizen blogger on the radio. He has to be shut down. So Norm Pattis of Pattis Law joins us right now to discuss this. We haven't pre-war gamed this or talked before. I just called him before I went live and said, you want to come on in a couple hours? He said, sure. And so here he is right now to give his take on all this. Norm, great to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. No, it's a shocking settlement. As reported, and you know, details are hard to come by. The Koskov firm gave a press conference this morning, and that has been widely reported on. As reported in the Wall Street Journal, previously there was an offer to settle the case for, I think, $32 or $33 million. That represented the policy limit for two of the four insurance companies that were defending or responsible for defending Remington. Now all four insurance companies have tendered or offered their policy limits, and that is $73 million. Presumably that will settle the case for the nine families involved. What I find particularly shocking about this is that it eviscerates, eliminates, erases traditional notions of proximate cause. Usually in a case in tried involving personal injury, you have to show that the acts or omissions of the person you're suing actually caused, legally caused, damage to another person. In this case, the plaintiffs are legislating by litigation. They're deciding what the law should be, and they're terrorizing or attempting to terrorize private industry into doing what they think is right. Now, what's the legal background here? Remington was sued under the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practice Act, which makes it possible to pursue a company if they engage in immoral or unscrupulous advertising. Because Remington marketed these devices as tools for combat and presumably targeted young men for those, and Adam Lanza had the gun, never mind that his mother bought it. She wasn't the one who was tooled for targeted for advertising. Therefore, this represented an exception to the federal bar on suits against gun manufacturers. It was an extremely close case in the Connecticut Supreme Court, decided 4-3. The U.S. Supreme Court decided not to weigh in, and the result was the case could advance for trial. But here's what's highly unusual and makes you wonder kind of what's going on, because the case involving Remington and the Sandy Hook families was set to start trial in September. There is another trial that is set to start in September, and that's the case of the Sandy Hook families versus Free Speech Systems and Alex Jones. So how are those two trials going to take place simultaneously? Well, they weren't.
Now, let's be clear. The same law firm, the same Democrat law firm.
The same firm, I think some overlapping plaintiffs. I'm not sure about that. I haven't compared the plaintiffs in the case against you to the plaintiffs in the Remington case. But the same firm was going to be on trial allegedly at the same time against two folks or two groups of defendants demonized regarding.
That's right. I mean, everybody's got to pay these people. I mean, my God, they would go back in a time machine and make Jesus pay some money. I mean, it's Remington. It's the police are sued. The teachers are sued. They might sue the Easter Bunny next.
Well, you know, you make a facetious point, but it involves an important principle, and that is the notion of proximate cause. But for the fact that we all got out of bed this morning, we wouldn't be aware of all the suffering in the world. Is the fact that we woke up, does that make us responsible for that suffering? Should somebody pay us for what we viewed? No, that's what's called but-for causation. The world is a string of causation of events linked to one another when looked back at from a certain perspective in time. But proximate cause says there has to be some limitation on causation. And usually the doctrines that rein in limitations on causation are an identifiable victim in imminent risk of harm where it was foreseeable that the person would be harmed. Now, if Remington had had the balls to try that case and put it on in front of a jury, they could have said, look, maybe the advertising was irresponsible, but it's not proximately related to Adam Lanza's decision to go out and wipe out a classroom of first graders and the adults trying to protect them. It was a horrible event. No one is here to justify or excuse what Mr. Lanza did. But when the Koskoff firm can say, look, our purpose in bringing this litigation was to send a message to manufacturers, to banks and insurers, don't stand behind these folks. They're trying to do by legislative or by litigation fiat what the Second Amendment prohibits and what legislation.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're filing lawsuits in deep blue areas and saying, hey, let's shut down the free speech of conservatives. Let's shut down the rights of all gun owners. It's literally East Coast controlled areas suing to take the Midwesterners' guns. I mean, this, and they brag about this. Norm, you know, I'm just going to say this stuff. I didn't learn this from you, but I'm just going to bring it up right now. They want me to come out against the Second Amendment. Hell will freeze over before I do it. And they want $500 million. I don't have $1 million in cash. Okay? So it's just insane. They want us off air, and it ain't going to happen. They might be able to come in this building and shut this down, but Mr. Alex Jones is going to be bigger than ever, which I know they're mad about. I don't know how much of that you know about, Norm, but I learned about that from the folks at GCN. They want $500 million. GCN doesn't have $5 million. Why don't they say $50 million, $100 million? Because it's all about control and shutting down speech, and they just put these big numbers up there to terrorize people, Norm.
It's about optics. I think they will have bragging rights. If they can obtain a large verdict against you, which would result in shutting free speech systems down, they'll say they silenced Alex Jones. But as you pointed out, they'll never silence Alex Jones. You will reemerge in another context, and you will reemerge because the thing that they don't understand is that you speak to a sense of populist rage around the country, which won't be slaked by elitist lawsuits shutting down people's rights to express themselves or defend themselves.
Well, let me just say this. Do you think we should have maybe $50 billion to the families, and of course the law firm first? Maybe the Democratic Party, now that they own gunshot victims, they own all this. We should all just give all our wealth to them. I mean, because how much money? Is $73 million enough? Is all the other money enough? Is the hundreds of millions they raised off of all their charities enough? I mean, I know we're all collectively guilty for their children dying. I just want to know what is enough. And the answer is nothing. We want your speech. We want your country. We want your self-defense. And George Soros runs your DAs. He's going to take your police away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.